I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we visit with Knoxville Alumni Association President Danielle Huffine to talk about the Iowa Nighthawks based out of Newton playing a fall football season at Kenlotch Stadium.
Well, Danielle, it's good to talk to you today about the Knoxville Alumni Association and Kenlotch Stadium and kind of this new partnership that the stadium has with the Newton Nighthawks. They're kind of a well-known amateur football team that's been around a long time up there in Newton, the Iowa Nighthawks. And, talk a little bit about how this kind of partnership started now that they're going to be playing their fall league. I guess it's already gotten started, but their fall league games here at Kenlotch Stadium.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, they had contacted us and wanted to come and play in our stadium, and they wanted to collaborate with us, and they thought it would be a good fit for them to be at the stadium. So we signed a contract with them, had their first game here a week ago. They did really well. They played the Omaha Outlaws. Of course, they, the Nighthawks won. And, they just really helped out with the field and trying to get it established so that they can play on it and want to help us just do our efforts in cleaning up the stadium and getting it ready for other uses as well.
And I know that also, over the summertime, you had the Iowa Whitetail Bucks playing, which is also an amateur football team based out of Knoxville. And we didn't know what their fall season was going to look like, and that fell through a little bit. So kind of talk about how the Nighthawks took their place a little bit.
Okay, so the Nighthawks wanted to play at the stadium, and we did have a verbal agreement with the Whitetail Bucks to go ahead and play this fall at the stadium. Well, that kind of fell through. They wanted to kind of reorganize their group and take the fall off. And so that opened it up, the stadium, for the Nighthawks. So we went ahead and collaborated with them and got them down here, and they have that game a week ago. We have another game coming up on October 11th, one on October 18th. And then depending on how they do throughout their season, we could have some, championship games, basically the end of October, 1st of November.
Yeah, and also, for those of our listeners that don't know, most of them do know, but talk a little bit about what's going on right now at Kenlotch Stadium. What are you guys fundraising for, and what do you hope the end goal to be with that stadium?
So right now, we're kind of trying to put all of the money towards making everything ADA compliant. We need to revamp the ramp that comes down where you can drive down. We need to put in a ramp, handicap accessible ramp, for both the visitor side and the home side. We kind of need to do some soil testing, geo testing, so that we can build a community center. We got to see if we're able to even build on it, first of all, and if that's something that is feasible. And then we would like to do a community center so that we can have more activities there and involve the community a little bit more.
Yeah, and I know that a lot now is, since you guys have taken ownership of the property, you guys have been able to do a lot more with that property in terms of events. You had some awesome concerts happening over the summertime. Now two different semi-pro football teams have played there. What has it been like to have a little bit of diversity now that you guys own the property, being able to actually have events out there to fundraise?
It's been very time consuming. So, it takes a village. We've all been involved in trying to get these concerts there. We're going to look over the fall here and try to revamp and figure out what we need to do for the spring and try to set up some more activities and events that we can have at the field. We've talked about having a car show. We've talked about having maybe even a winter farmer's market or flea market, kind of like they do in Wachier. We've had several people reach out to us about how they would like to have, they have bands and they would like to play at the stadium and do some fundraising there. So there's just a lot of things that we've kind of talked about, and we're going to have a few meetings over the winter and try to figure out what our next year looks like.
What has been the biggest, for you guys, the biggest kind of hurdle financially and be able to just kind of get off the ground a little bit and trying to make some good headway and progress?
Of course, anytime you have an event center or you have a place where you can have activities, you always have to fight with the insurance and try to figure out what can and cannot be done. The other thing is, you've got a lot of utilities out there. Our water bill, for example, is over $500 a month. And so just trying to, plan for all of that and plan for the things that you need in order to have these activities, whether it comes from the concession stands, whether it comes from the lighting, the sound system, things like that. And those systems have been around so long that we're using them, but in the long run, they probably need to be updated.
Well, Danielle, kind of before we close, I always like to ask, you know, if there's somebody listening to this, they want to partner with you guys financially, they want to, you know, be involved with, you know, putting money towards the restoration of Kenlock Stadium, how do they go about doing so?
So whether it be on our Facebook page, we have the LOC Facebook page. We also have our website, KnoxvilleAlumniAssociation.com. Anytime you go out there, there's places where you can donate. We have links. And, of course, you can contact anybody on the board. Just get a hold of us through the Facebook or through the website. And there's lots of ways to donate. We're always doing fundraisers. You can also go out through the Up and Stitches. We have t-shirts that can be purchased, sweatshirts, hats, things like that. So anytime that you just, you know, want to donate some money, just give us a call.
Once again, that was Knoxville Alumni Association President Danielle Huffine joining us on today's Lately Radio Sports page. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.